I'm talking with Lizette, who is a local chiropractor here in the Yirrabadalla. We're talking because it was World Spine Day on Saturday. And I thought, what a great subject matter, and particularly the fact that I've actually been coming and seeing you and George, and you've been doing some great work on me. And I feel 1,000% better than what I was feeling prior to that. But Liz, you know, what do we need to do just day to day to look after our spine care?
So, Kimmy, the most important thing, I think, when it comes to the spine, and as we said, movement is really important to the spine, is look at our habits. You know, there's something to say, oh, I need to remember to do my exercises. But if it's a habit, you're not going to forget that. And I was thinking this morning about, I used to live in the Netherlands, and in the Netherlands, we would walk everywhere and we would cycle everywhere. I didn't have a car for 10 years.
Wow.
And here in Australia, we drive 300 meters down the road.
True.
I find that so strange. So the first thing I want you to think about is that. Like, how can I not use my car? Just having a walk every day, or walking to the shops instead of driving, parking in one part of town and then walking to all the different shops is a really good habit to start having. The second thing is a habit that we all do too much is sitting on our bums.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting is the new smoking, because remember how I said how the spine needs to be moving and it keeps us healthy? They're now seeing that people are so sedentary and that it's affecting things like our cardiovascular health and so forth. So you need to move. Every half an hour, you need to get up and move around.
Okay.
That's a really important thing for people who's behind their desks all the day, things like a standing desk or just creating little cues throughout your day to get moving is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second thing is doing some actual exercises to improve your spine. So I really love going to a yoga or Pilates class once a week where someone just takes you through all the motions and has some new motions. That's their job. They love it. Doing something like that. There is also something that the Australian Chiropractic Association has, which is called the Straighten Up Australia app.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend everybody download that.
Okay.
And it's got exercises for you to do, and it will prompt you every day to do them. On our Facebook page, you'll find a link to our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just started opening up all the exercises that we give to our people quite often. And usually when your spine's really stuck, you can't just go and run a marathon. So you have to start stretching first. And then we get into exercises that's called neuromuscular feedback exercises, which is going to wake up the muscles next to your spine and so forth. Those will be the things that's very important. If your spine is really stuck and it's been stuck for a really long time, that is when you need to speak to a health professional, and that's where a chiropractor, that's our specialization. If you don't want to go to a chiropractor, you can go to a physiotherapist or a craniosacral therapist. I don't know if there are any craniosacral therapists in Yirrabadalla.
Neither do I. I haven't heard.
There are quite a few chiropractors all through the Shire, and we definitely are growing. So I do recommend chiropractor. It's just the speciality for chiropractors to look after spines. That's all we focus on.
Mm. You've done a great job with me, and I've just been so much more aware of the way I hold myself. And I have this habit here in the studio because I have a screen that's to my right, one in front of me, but I tend to just turn my body instead of moving my whole self around.
Yeah.
So I think that's been, when you saw me this morning now, you're like, oh, yes, Kimmy. That's going to change. I spoke to my engineer about that, and he's going to change that for me. George has been saying, you know, I know that you're sitting down a lot in your studio, but just stand as much as you can, move around, do some marching on the spot, you know. So I've been mindful about doing that too.
100%. It's the things we do all the time. It's not always the big accidents that hurt our spines. It's the things we do all the time.
Mm.
Sitting, standing, sleeping. Our posture is most probably the biggest thing for all of us.
Yeah. Well, I think you've given us a lot of food for thought there, Liz. And
thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom about the spine and how much it really is so, so important in so many ways to us. So thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Kimmy.